Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
4 minutes past 5 o'clock, right here in the nation's capital. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Coming up in about 20 minutes, our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join us. We'll ask him the same question we've been asking you. Terry and Debo expected to return to the lineup Monday night against Kansas City. What are your expectations for the offense if those two are back? And then what is your confidence in Marcus Mariota, a well-respected backup throughout the National Football League, one of the highest-paid backups throughout the National Football League? He did not play well the last time we saw him against the Atlanta Falcons, but he was down Terry McLaurin. With Terry back in the lineup, how confident are you in one Marcus Mariota? I want you to line up on the phones with this, though, at 301-230-0980. Straightforward question that me and Anthony will flush out here over the next 15 minutes or so. Is this Commanders defense salvageable? Straight up. 301-230-0980. Because we all know it. If this team is going to get back on track and reach their goals, it will be because the defense got his act together. Question is simple. Is the defense salvageable? I got Mo. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Mo? How you doing, bro, man?
Hey, Ayo, it's Scorpio season.
So what's going on, what Slim?
Yeah, you already know what it is with us. The answer quickly is the defense is not salvageable at all. So we know this. The reason why you think Marcus Mariota didn't play well at Atlanta is because he was in a shootout. And Marcus Mariota in a shootout, his recklessness is what you admire about him, but it also is going to get you in trouble. It's going to be a key pivotal moment where you need him to be.
I'm going to tell you what you meant to say. He's a knife in a gunfight. I'm going to tell you how T.I. is. He is a knife in a damn gunfight. Don't try to sugarcoat it, Mo.
Nah, but I like because on the fourth down, he threw the bomb to Terry. Debo in the Atlanta game. Yeah, so he got moxie.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I have confidence is because Cliff Kingsbury – okay, so going back to your point, Marcus Mariota does run the option game better than J.D. 5, and the reason being is he doesn't have any regard for his body.
Yes,
see,
yes.
J.D. 5 is playing right now like, oh, I can't get hurt.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So since he's playing like he can't get hurt, he don't have that reckless abandon. It's the same thing. It's like they castrated Lamar Jackson. Like, Lamar used to really kill you in the option game, but now he like, oh, I got to slide. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Marcus is like, let me go get this 10 yards. I'm about to run over you. I'm about to do whatever.
By any means.
Or a legitimate. Yeah, and it make it more legitimate because now a linebacker got to really focus. Like, oh, well, who do I pick?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? When it comes to Debo and them being on the field, it's going to open up the offense. But if Marshawn St. Juice can't cover anybody, it's not going to matter.
Hey, Mo, have you seen?
It's not going to matter.
Have you seen the AI pictures circulating around me? And Ant was geeking before the start of the show, man. They got an AI picture of Chauncey Billups at the casino table with Marshawn Lattimore next to him in full uniform. And then they got Joe Witt in the full Taliban gear sitting next to him. I said, y'all got to chill out.
Hey, now listen, this is why I don't know if you remember in the summertime I told you that Joe Witt was going to be our main concern about the defense, and this is why. Do you see any movement? Do you see any disguising?
We had this conversation the other day, Mo. They're too damn slow to try to disguise on defense. They ain't going to be able to get back to the right spot by the time the ball is snapped, brother.
Hey, cool. They could be too slow, but can we mug up? Can we act like we're going to send something from one side and come from the other? Like, we are, listen, on third down, on a pivotal third down, what coverage are we going to be in, L? You tell me, what coverage are we going to be in?
Cover three, cover four.
Cover three or cover one, yeah. And someone's going to get picked coming across the field.
Yep.
They're going to isolate Bobby Wagner on somebody that he can't check. So now the offensive coordinators are now looking at, like, oh, listen, L, I got a rookie on the other side, and they picking on the All-Pro? That's a problem.
It is.
That's a problem. So I need to send Sanders still on the outside because he's struggling right now in the slot. Put him back on the outside where I felt like he was getting comfortable and maybe becoming
an All-Pro. I was saying this as we let you go, brother, man. I think your wish may come true on the Mikey Samuelson thing. Mo, appreciate hearing from you as always, man.
All right, bro.
Hope you've been good, man. Hope to hear from you more, man, for sure. Damn, that was a lot. I want to move on to the defense, though, because I think we've talked and exhausted all the conversation we can today about the offense and where they stand. Is this defense salvageable? 301-230-0980 is the number. I want you to line up on the phones with that. Is this defense salvageable? I want to let you all hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. After the game on Sunday, our pal, Miss Candy Waller of Bowie TV, who is actually going to join the program today. But I do want to send my condolences out to Miss Candy. She was dealing with a death in her immediate group and immediate circle. So she had to pivot on this today. We'll have her on at a later date. But I wanted to have her on because she asked this astute question after the game of, like, hey, you know, will there be changes from a personnel standpoint? Are we deep enough into the season to where we'll see changes from a personnel standpoint? This is cut to Ant. This is Dan Quinn earlier today on if there will be changes to this Washington Commanders defense.
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. You know, as we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
When I hear eliminating the hesitation, you know what that sounds like? And he actually said this directly today during the presser. Maybe taking some calls out that some guys maybe aren't comfortable with. And for the crowd out there that's yelling, scheme, 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 scheme. You hear that? It's the world's smallest violin. Giving you a victory, in all honesty, because I do think we went hard about the scheme topic on Monday. And I will continue to say that I think it is a combination of both, but I think it is far more about the lack of execution rather than the scheme just not being good. But to Dan Quinn's point, you're not able to play at your absolute best, play at your fastest, if you're not comfortable with the assignment, if you're not comfortable with what they're ultimately asking you to do. If you're not comfortable, if you can't play at 100 miles an hour, of course you're going to make mistakes. Of course you're going to make mistakes. But and we were talking about this as we was getting ready. I think the defense is actually improving. I know what folks are going to say is, what the hell are you talking about? They're improving. I think they're improving, and here is why. You're not seeing guys running wide open anymore. Our guys are at least now in the picture when some of these plays are happening. I think what we're seeing right now is guys simply are not making plays on the football. Talk about Marshon Lattimore. He's not. He's got to be better. And y'all know this is a program that is pro Marshon Lattimore. So it's going to be hard to get me or Anthony to say something disparaging about Marshon, but we're going to keep it real as always. I am encouraged by the fact that he is routinely in phased. I am discouraged by the fact that he's not making the play, not turning his head around, not coming up with the pass breakup. And I think, and maybe I'm a fool, right? Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I'm the same dude that was waiting on Santa Claus back when I was younger. At some point, he's going to make those plays. He's been a really high-quality corner in this league for too long. I would feel worse if Marshawn was just getting blown or getting beat deep and wasn't nowhere near the picture. This idea that he can't run with nobody, I think is low-key overblown because he's always in phase. I think for what happened on Sunday against Dallas, sometimes you got to shake the other man's hand and say, hey, bro, you did your damn thing. It's a top offense in the NFL we was going against. That wide receiver duo, argue with somebody you love, not me. They are the best wide receiver duo in the National Football League, bar none. Bar none. They are the best in the National Football League.
You taking them over Jamar and T.
Yes. Because George is better than T. Not even close. 301-230-0980 is the number. Mitch Tischler going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. But I want you to line up on the phones, man. Is this Washington Commanders defense salvageable? I'll answer that question on the other side of the break. Plus, I'll take your calls. There is one thing that can turn around this Washington Commanders defense moving forward. There's one thing. I'll tell you what that is on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming up in about 12 minutes, our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join the program. We will ask him the same question we're asking you at 301-230-0980. Straight up, is this Washington Commanders defense salvageable? Can they fix it? Can they turn it around? Or are they cooked? 301-230-0980. I think this defense for the Commanders is 110% salvageable, and here is why. The number one thing that they need to improve in order for the defense to turn itself around, impact the opposing team's quarterback by hook or by crook through hell or high water. They've got to do a better job at making the opposing quarterback uncomfortable. The pass rush has got to improve. From a four-man rush standpoint, that's a player thing. Guys just got to win their individual one-on-one pass rush reps. And then for those of you out there that are complaining about the scheme, here's a feather in your cap, so to speak. Joe Witt must be more aggressive as a play caller by way of the blitz. He's got to be. He's got to be. Right now, the Washington Commanders are blitzing at the 12th highest rate in the National Football League. The Commanders blitz at a 28.4% clip. That's got to be higher. That's got to be in the mid-30s. Got to be. That's their only hope right now, to me, to have this defense turn itself around. And it's not just about turning yourself around. It's about making a wholesale change. Where are the turnovers? Where are the sacks? Where are the strip sacks? Where are the forced fumbles? Where are the PBUs? It feels like there are like one of four options that happen on a Commander's defensive snap. A guy makes a tackle at the line of scrimmage. A guy makes a tackle 15 yards down the field. And that's really it. We don't see turnovers. We don't see a lot of negative plays forced by this defense. That's how they turn it around. Because there's no Tom, Dick, or Harry that's about to walk through the doors of a Big Bear AI training facility in Ashburn to come save the day. That's not happening. Unless they give me a call. But unless they give me a call, it ain't happening. Kidding, obviously. But we know the bodies in-house aren't really changing, right? You brought back Jalen Holmes to the chagrin of me. Hate that decision. But it is what it is. There aren't many, you know, better outhouse options. I get it. Right? Von Miller, he's the guy that I look at from a player standpoint and go, hey, if there's one player that I need more from on this defense that nobody talks about, it's Von Miller. He was brought in here to be a situational pass rusher. I totally understand that. But because of attrition, because of guys getting hurt, he has to do more. And it starts on Monday night against Kansas City. A quarterback, a offensive line, a scheme that he should be very familiar with when you think about the time that he spent in Denver with the Broncos. Von Miller must come alive on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. And if it's not him, if it's not going to be an individual effort, I need Joe Witt to be better scheming up pressure by way of the pen. Overload aside, run stunts and games and twists up front. Send guys out of the secondary. How about this? We see other teams do it to us all the time because we had no perimeter threat on the wide receiver. What about walking eight guys up to the line of scrimmage and sending them all? The hell with dropping them into coverage? I think I'm at the point with this defense where I would rather give up the explosive over the top of my head than watch a quarterback drive the football down the field unfazed. Tired of seeing it. It's hard to watch. Especially this past weekend. Y'all getting on the secondary for the big-time play that happened to CeeDee Lamb where Kwon and Marshawn run into each other. There was no pass rush at all. He had about 5-6 seconds to throw the ball. If they can get better at impacting the other team's quarterback at straight-up wreaking havoc, this defense will improve. It will. I know some of you have no confidence in that, but I get it. See, my thing and my issue, I guess, with this Commander's defense, this Commander's pass rush, the numbers suggest that they're one of the best pass rushes in football. Do you realize the Washington Commanders right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're tied for the fifth most sacks in the NFL. They're tied for the fifth most sacks in the NFL. If you watch this group week in and week out, it does not look like that at all. From a quarterback pressure standpoint, the Washington Commanders are one of the best groups in all of the National Football League. They get after the opposing team's quarterback, but that's why the analytics amigos, as Chris Russell likes to call them, that's why we can't totally rely on analytics because it doesn't always tell the entirety of the story. It just doesn't. In terms of quarterback pressures, Washington's ranked 11th in the National Football League. Does it feel like they're a group that impacts the quarterback at a top 10 rate? No, it doesn't. You all watch the games just like I do. If this defense is going to turn around, there is one thing that needs to happen. I don't know who it's on, though. Is it on Joe Witt? Is it on the players to rush the passer better? What? Whose fault is it? Not whose fault is it. Whose responsibility is it? We can chew on that and sift through that as we roll throughout the show, but the bottom line is this. I think we all should be able to agree on this. They have to find a way to impact the quarterback. If they can, yes. This Washington Commanders defense is indeed salvageable. Let's go to our guy Phil in D.C. wanting to chime in. What's up, Phil? I did not hit pop Phil up. Phil, you're here now. What's up, Phil? Phil taking the day off? Phil don't want to be on the show today? We were just complimenting y'all on the break about how good callers were. Put Phil back on hold. Let's go to Chris. Wanting to chime in. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guy? Hey, you said everything I was saying earlier to Chris. I was saying, check this out. I said, listen, players, they got to step up. I said, first of all, you got to scheme better. If you go look at the 49ers game versus Atlanta Falcons, can you name three starters on the San Francisco defense that played last week? Atlanta had one of the top offensive defense. They had Tatum, Bethune playing middle linebacker. He was filling Frank Warner's spot. That came from scheming. They shut down Bijan Robinson. They shut down my team. Like, that came from scheming. They took our game plan. They took what other teams did to them prior weeks that had success. They implemented that in their game plan. So it is light for this defense. They just got to do better. Like on passing downs, like third down and long, I put Von Miller, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, you know, mix them up. Put them in the line. Press up on Kansas City wide receivers. They fast. They got, Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. They fast, but you got distract.
Damn, I don't know what happened with that. We lost them. We'll put you back on hold. Let's go to our guy, Rick, who wants to chime in. Rick, do you think this Commanders defense ultimately is salvageable here? Rick.
Yeah.
You think the Commanders defense is salvageable, my friend?
Yeah, I think it's salvageable. Like you said, we got to rattle the quarterback. How many times are they going to line up everybody in the line of scrimmage and at the last second back out and let Louvu and Wagner go back out in coverage? And they're not covering anything. Just let them go get the quarterback. When they're dropping in space, they're just taking their wholesales out of the play every time. They line them up and then they just back out. You got to send them. Let them rush the quarterback. I'm going back to the old Ron Rivera deal. We're going to stop the run on the way to the quarterback. Go get the quarterback. Wreak havoc back in the backfield. Let them get the tackles for loss in the backfield.
So the one thing I would say to that, and I think you're spot on with it, Rick, and I'll answer off air here. I am starting to, and I went hard about it a moment ago. I am starting to be of the belief that, like, hey, I get why they're not blitzing more. I do. I think we all understand why they're not blitzing more. They're not blitzing more for the simple fact that, like, they don't want to leave their guys exposed in coverage. But last year, this isn't who they were. If you want to holler about scheme, this may be your moment. Because I'm going to pull up the numbers from last year. Last year, from a percentage standpoint, the Commanders finished the season ranked 6th in blitz percentage. They were blitzing at the 6th highest rate in the NFL. And we actually gave some numbers earlier in the offseason from our guy Brett Coleman of Bootleg Football. They blitzed at a historic rate last year on first and second down. So I don't know if there's a philosophic shift that's came. I don't know if it's a byproduct of having more trust in these corners. So you're thinking you don't have to blitz as much. I don't know. But if there's one gripe I do have with the quote-unquote scheme, with the quote-unquote coaching, is that we're not aggressive enough. We're not blitzing enough. That's my only gripe that I have from a schematic standpoint. Is I want to see them heat the quarterback up more. I want Joe Witt Jr. to turn into Brian Flores Jr. Honestly. Because one thing's for certain, two things for sure, by hook or by crook, through hella hot water, Brian Flores is going to send 6 or more. Point blank. Brian Flores is going to blitz the hell out of you and let the chips fall where they may. Word to Chauncey Billups. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's get to Nate out in Hinesville. Nate, what's going on, brother?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, so in my humble opinion, the defense is salvageable, but I think the help is going to come through the offense. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if the offense gets back into the groove of scoring points, then it's you have more starters coming back on the offensive side than you do on the defensive side. you know, because only because of the injuries. If the offense go out and score more points, then that would allow the defense to pin their ears back, you know, to scheme up blitzes and all that good stuff, you know, create turnovers, because that'll make the opposing team become one-dimensional versus, you know, sitting back and watching the quarterbacks go down the field, you know what I mean, drive, had to have those long drives down the field to score. And then, you know, as long as the offense doesn't go 3-and-out and put the defense back on the field, that right there should also help the defense out. So
I agree. Nate, I'm glad you brought that up, because over the last 2 weeks, when I have been critical of this Washington Commanders offense, folks have met me with, well, they're scoring. They're seventh in the NFL in scoring, Linnell. They should be top three. They could be number one. This offense routinely, Nate, because of a lack of execution, not scheme. See, it's funny to me. When the offense messes up, y'all don't yell scheme. When the defense messes up, we're quick to yell scheme. The offense and the defense both simply not executing at a high enough rate. Nate, I appreciate your call as always, brother, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, alongside the Syracuse grad, super producer Anthony Haney, taking your calls. They'll get the podcast together for us as well. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we will shift gears here a little bit. I know this is a predominantly football show. It's literally called the Burgundy and Gold today. But in the 6 o'clock hour, what's the old movie called? Breaking All the Rules. We're breaking all the rules because I got to touch on Wizards opening night from last night. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll also talk about Victor Wembanyama and his monster season opening debut as well. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show, where we find frequent guest of the program, our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, with our pal JP Finley. You can get the Beltway Football Podcast on the Monumental Sports Network, as well as YouTube and wherever you download your podcast. Mitch, what's going on, brother? How are you?
What's the good word, my friend? How are you?
The good word is the good word, man. You're going to bring us the good word. That's why we brought you on, good guy. First, let's hop in the space-time continuum for a second. Can we revisit the locker room after the loss on Sunday against the Cowboys, the vibe in that locker room? And then, Mitch, can you compare it to what you saw there today in Ashburn?
Yeah, I mean, the vibe in the Cowboys locker room was pissed off. I mean, the guys were angry at both their performance and the outcome. I think they were frustrated that the fact they weren't able to keep that game closer. And I think you juxtapose that with what you saw in the locker room today. And, you know, to a man, these guys talked about practice being a little bit more intense. They're refocusing on what they need to do. All that is great to be said, and it's great, you know, fodder for sports radio and for us to talk about. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't translate onto the field, none of it matters. And the fact of the matter is, we all know how good this Chiefs team is. Everyone knows the Patrick Mahomes pedigree, the Chris Jones, you know, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, that whole group. If they don't come out on Monday night fast and get going early, this thing has an opportunity to be just as ugly as it was last week in Dallas.
I totally agree with you. Dan Quinn, in his opening statement this afternoon, Mitch, mentioned that this team is yet to find its identity 7 weeks into the season. Your reaction to that comment, and then what do you think the identity of this team is right now? Or do they not have one, like DQ said?
Yeah, I mean, I think DQ's kind of right. I don't know that they have an identity, and that's not a fantastic situation to be in almost midway through DQ's second season, but it goes back to training camp. It goes back to the Terry McLaurin situation. It goes back to Deebo Samuel's injuries. It goes back to all the injuries on the defensive side of the football. I mean, this offense hasn't practiced in full together often at all, and it's hard for them to get in rhythm when that happens. And I think on top of that, you see, you know, the attrition on defensive line really starting to affect what these guys are doing. And Dorrance Armstrong had 5 sacks through 5 games. That's as many as he had the previous season, and He was looking good, and then boom, he goes down. And I think you look across the board, and part of the reason that they don't have an identity is that you don't really know week to week who's going to play and who's not going to play, and that makes it really hard for a team to really gel and come together and, you know, figure out who they are. And I think, you know, this week it certainly seems like Terry and Deebo are both going to be back, which is a great first step, and hopefully Jaden's back next week, and the team can start to figure out who they are. But on the defensive side of the football, I think, is really where the discussion needs to be had. You know, Jaden Daniels is the quarterback, and whether they win or lose, the quarterback takes the brunt of it, you know, good and bad. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this offense has been good enough to win football games. It's been the defense that's let them down, and it's going to be incumbent on Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, to rally these guys. Dan Quinn talked a little bit today about how they were going to pare down the playbook so guys could start playing a little bit faster and know a little bit more definitively what they're supposed to be doing. Hopefully that's a recipe for this defense starting to play a little bit better.
Yeah, I was interested by those comments because it felt like he was asked a similar question about a week or two ago, and he mentioned that, like, no, that wasn't something that needed to happen. They are comfortable with what they're supposed to be doing from an assignment standpoint. I will say this, to be having to roll the playbook back and really downsize and things of that nature 7 weeks into the season is damn sure not a good sign. I do want to stick on the defensive side of the football. You mentioned the pass rush of Washington. Every metric that you look at them at, Mitch, they're amongst the league leaders in pressures, sacks, top 10, so on and so forth. But this is where, like, stats can be misleading at times. Mitch, they're 12th in the NFL in terms of quarterback pressures. They're top 10 in the NFL in terms of sacks. But when you watch this pass rush on a down-in, down-out basis, they do not impact the quarterback nearly enough. How does that fix over the second half of this season?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, certainly all these injuries at defensive end are not good in total for this team. But when you look specifically at the pass rush, I think you can see a path where maybe you're getting, you know, some more athletic guys on the edges, you know, who can get after the quarterback. We saw this defense bulk up this offseason, mm-hmm. and one of the big things they wanted to do was not allow those big runs to the edges. And by and large, they've done a decent job, a pretty good job, at stopping those big, long run plays that we saw kill them over and over and over last year. Of course, the byproduct of bulking up and getting bigger is that you don't have as much speed and quickness on the field. You don't get after the quarterback as much. We saw last week for the first time Bobby Wagner line up at defensive end a little bit. and that allowed Jordan McGee to get on the field, allow a little bit more speed on the second level. I think we're going to see Frankie Louvu line up with his hand in the dirt a little bit more this week, something we saw a fair amount last year. I think you're going to see Johnny Newton get a lot of reps over at the defensive end position as well. And I think that you're looking at guys, you know, who might be a little bit quicker, a little bit shiftier, maybe a little bit better rushing the pass. The drawback for that, of course, will be the size on the edge against the run. And Isaiah Pacheco is one of the angriest runners in the NFL. He's a guy who's going to put his head down and put it in the middle of your chest and run right through you. So it's going to be incumbent on those guys to bow up in the run game. But as far as the pass game goes, I think that potentially you could see, you know, that group, the front four on obvious passing downs being, you know, Johnny Newton, Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, you know, a combination of Jacob Martin, Frankie Louvu, kind of going after the quarterback. You got some smaller guys there who are a little bit shiftier, a little bit quicker. Hopefully they're able to get a little bit more pressure on Patrick Mahomes, because at the end of the day, if you allow Pat to sit in the pocket and, you know, gaze all over the field, particularly against the secondary as we've seen it, he's going to pick them apart. So you really got to get him moving off his spot. And to me, as important as it is to get pressure on the edges, I want to see Daron and Javon Kinlaw really dominate the middle of that Chiefs offensive line and get pressure up the middle, force Patrick Mahomes to decide, roll out right, roll out left, and then it can be feast time for those defensive ends, Von Miller, Jacob Martin, Jalen Holmes, you know, Johnny Newton, the whole group that's going to be getting after him a little bit. So to me, as much as the edges are the edge angst that started in the offseason, probably still continues today, I want to see those guys in the middle, your horses who have been really good this season, be great on Monday night and be difference makers.
It's interesting that you brought up Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne, because the last 2 weeks, I think those are the best two interior offensive lines that you've had to play all season long. And we know the group in Kansas City along the interior of their offensive line is obviously very formidable as well. So that matchup, definitely one that we're going to put under the microscope coming up on Monday night. I want to keep it on the defense and maybe spin it in a positive direction, Mitch, and you tell me if you agree with my sentiments here. It's going to sound crazy. I feel like they're getting better slowly defensively, in coverage in particular. Doesn't feel like there's as many guys running wide the hell open. That wasn't really the case on Sunday in Dallas. It was simply guys not making plays on the football from my vantage point. Do you think this secondary is gradually improving, or is the noise that we're hearing around that group warranted?
Well, the noise is certainly warranted.
Yes.
The numbers speak for themselves. To be honest, are they getting better? Marginally.
Do you see what I'm saying when I say that, Mitch? Like, at first we were dealing with guys running wide open. There were coverage busts all over the place. Now guys just aren't making plays on the football, it feels like.
Yeah, maybe you're right there. I thought there were as many mistakes made in coverage against the Cowboys as there were in almost any other game this season. And not that it necessarily resulted in guys running wide open, but you saw far too often guys being unsure of where to be, whether it was in zone drops or man coverage along the way. And I think really that kind of manifested itself a little bit more in the run game than it did the pass game, particularly that end of first half drive that the Cowboys had. You know, for me, Marshawn Lattimore was step for step with, you know, for the most part, with CD and George Pickens multiple times when those guys made big plays, but ultimately wasn't able to get his hands in. And I think part of that, you know, he doesn't turn around and look for the football.
He don't trust himself.
I don't know whether that's coaching or whether that's game planning, but that's a big issue. And, you know, you look at this Chiefs team, and they don't have the big name receivers like CD and Pickens, but they do have some guys who can stretch you downfield and, you know, can take the top off of defense. And, you know, I think that maybe they're marginally getting better. I don't know that I'm really ready to say that yet.
I hear that. I get it.
Start getting made. At the end of the day, you know, if you're not making plays, whether the guy's running wide open or whether you have him blanketed, doesn't really matter, because you got to go out and make a damn play.
Right. 100% agree with you. Mitch Tischler joining us right now. One half of the Beltway Football Podcast with J.P. Finley. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts, or on YouTube as well as the Monumental Sports Network. Damn, Mitch. I'm glad to hear, I brought it up to you because I know you would shoot it straight to me in terms of like the secondary actually getting better. We've chewed on it here on this show a bunch. I get it though. Like, I mean, they're not making plays at the end of the day.
I was talking to Ant about it a little bit before before we came on air, and you know, I'm not saying I think the Commanders are going to go out and necessarily win this game, but I do think they're going to give the Chiefs a heck of a football game on Monday night. And I think you look at this Chiefs offense, and as much as they have kind of play, as much as they have playmakers, I think you can see positions where the Commanders can match up with them. And you know, Travis Kelce isn't the Travis Kelce of 5 years ago. You know, I think that's a guy that Bobby Wagner can cover in space. I think you look at Rashee Rice, and you know, I want to see. I could see Trey Amos. You know, Trey Amos has done an incredible job, and it stinks that the secondary has been as bad as it has because he's not getting the flowers that he deserves.
Right.
And part of it is that folks know they can throw at Lattimore, so maybe they're not throwing at Trey quite as much. But he's been really, really good. And I can see Trey lining up with Rashee Rice over there with whatever receiver they put on the outside, Xavier Worthy, you know, Hollywood, whoever it may be, and kind of, you know, keeping them, I would say, under control. And then you have your two safeties that you can send over the top. They can be, you know, help. They can bracket some of these receivers. They can double them. They can, you know, they can have help over the top. And, you know, maybe the Chiefs will, you know, nickel and dime you to death, which is certainly something that we've seen Patrick Mahomes and company do. But I don't think I see the big plays like we've seen in the past crushing this defense. And if they can get into some of the defensive sets that we saw earlier in the season where they got into this bend not break situation, you could see, you know, a way that this team can kind of keep it tight. And, you know, maybe it comes down to, you know, to a fourth quarter, you know, one score game. And at that point, you know, everything's up in the air. I think that there are offenses that this team is going to play that just don't match up personnel-wise very well with the Commanders. I think it starts with running backs that are good out of the backfield, tight ends that are, you know, athletic and can stretch you downfield. This isn't the way that the Chiefs offense is set up. And I think that you can see some of the stuff that we've seen when this defense is in phase and when they're doing things the correct way that match up well with that Chiefs offense and can potentially slow them down a little bit.
What keeps coming up on social media is old 2013 Monday Night Football game when the gunslinger Colt McCoy went down to Big D and led a big-time win for Washington. Hopefully we get those vibes Monday night in Kansas City. One reason that I think, Mitch, you're optimistic about Washington's ability to stay in this football game is the impending return of Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. Mitch, who was the biggest beneficiary of those two guys getting back in the lineup?
Oh, biggest beneficiary? I mean, I guess it's got to start with the quarterback. You know, anytime, whoever's
sure.
back there throwing the football, to have targets like those two guys are back. But I think more so Cliff Kingsbury and some of the things that he's able to do.
Ah, that's what Ant said.
Look, me and Ant are on the same page. I like to hear that.
I'll be trying to tell him.
We know how exotic Cliff Kingsbury likes to get with his offense. And without Deebo and without Terry out there, I think you see them limited in some of the looks that they can give.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest place that I look at getting Terry and Deebo back in that helps is when they go to that heavy set. It's not quite a 13 personnel because it's, you know, Trent Scott out there acting as a eligible receiver. But the upgrade from Chris Moore to Terry McLaurin on the outside matters so much because teams don't respect Chris Moore's ability to beat them deep, and they're leaving him one-on-one, which brings an extra body down to the box, which obviously hurts the run game and the offense as a whole. I think when you start getting the explosive receivers out there who can really make a team pay for a mistake, who can beat you one-on-one, it allows Cliff to kind of get a little deeper in his bag and do some of the things that Cliff likes to do. And so, you know, I think your top three folks have to be quarterback, offensive coordinator, and running back. Because if they can get, you know, even half of the plays that they did against the Cowboys against, you know, not heavy set look from the defense, you're going to be able to get, you know, Bill Merritt out there a little bit. And, you know, one thing that I want to see more with this run game is get Bill to the edges more.
Yeah.
We saw during training camp, and we see when he's successful, so much of it is stretching out plays, putting a foot in the ground, and getting upfield. He does a good job in spots of getting skinny between the tackles and getting a couple extra yards there. But where he's really explosive is on the edges. And I think we haven't seen nearly enough edge rushes from him the past couple weeks. And I think that's part of the reason the run game has struggled.
Mitch, we appreciate you bringing us the goods as always, my friend.
Thanks so much, bud. Happy to be on.
That is Mitch Dischler. Make sure you download and check out the Monument, not the Monumental Sports Podcast, the Beltway Football Podcast on the Monumental Sports Network. Him and J.P. Finley do a tremendous job with that. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I want to run through the calls, and then we're going to begin to switch gears here a little bit. Are you worried about gambling ruining the integrity of pro sports? We'll touch on that coming up as well here on the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. We'll get back to the National Football League coming up at about 6:30 when our pal Sam Bruckhaus, SumerSports.com, joins the program. We'll wrap up these calls before we pivot here. Let's go to Terrell in Baltimore wanting to chime in. What's going on, Rail?
Hey, man, listen, bro, we cooked. I mean, we talking barbecue chicken in the oven at 390 degrees, bro. This defense is done. And it's more so because, you know, this whole conversation about scheme or personnel, chicken or the egg, man, I think it all matters. I think they went in hoping that Dedrick Wise, Kinlaw, Payne, and Dorrance up front, that front four would get pressure without having to rush the linebackers and blitzing. And they didn't want to expose the slowness in the linebackers. And I think they hoped that Will Harris, Quan, Saracil, Lattimore, and Amos would be strong enough as DBs. But unfortunately, when you start getting injured in the right places and now you got the replacements in there, the scheme is going to look suspect. So, yeah, they may have to blitz now more to hope that they get around it because the personnel isn't doing what they were hoping to do from the beginning. They may slide in some wrinkles and change the defense, but I haven't seen at least this organization ever drastically change their defense in the middle of the season.
You know why?
It looks so different.
You know why, Terrell? It's impossible. Do you realize that if they can't run the stuff right that they've been running since the springtime, Terrell, how are they going to put something new in and run it better?
Cancel Christmas. It's not going to change. You're not going to change the language. You're not going to change the language in the middle of the season and add all these other things that just totally screw these guys up because you're not going to put them in the right position. If they're not in the right position now as the backups, it's a wrap. So that's why I feel like stick a fork in it, enjoy the season, do what you can to get through. Hopefully we get healthy on offense and we can have a year like last year where the offense made us look a lot better than we were and see what happens. But, yeah, that defense cooked, bro.
Rel, I appreciate your honesty as always, my friend. Have a safe trip home. 301-230-0980 is the number. Man, I know a lot of people feel that way. I know a lot of people feel that way. But I have this irrational confidence, I guess is the best way that I could put it. I have this irrational confidence that they will be able to get after Pat Mahomes. They will be able to get after the rest of the quarterbacks on the schedule. Hopefully I'm right, right? Because I think we've hashed over it here. The number one way to turn the defense around, the number one thing that could aid this defense moving forward is if you can get consistent pressure on the quarterback. And I know what the numbers say. I don't give a damn about the numbers. You can be top 10 in pressures all you want. You can be top 7 in sacks all you want. You're not impacting the quarterback enough on a down-in, down-out basis, and that ultimately, to me, is the biggest problem right now facing the Washington Commanders. 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, pivoting totally. The Washington Wizards opened up their season last night in Milwaukee against the Bucks. I'll give you my thoughts on the DC family coming up next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.